Aircheckdownloads.com.
It's the Pointer Sisters, an automatic on BBC Radio York. And 1984, our second back in time year and my last back in time year this afternoon. So that's where we'll leave 1984 behind, and I'm about to break a golden rule of radio: never play a tune by the same artist in the same hour, but I'm going to do it. I said most of what I needed to say a week ago on the show when I told you that today would be my last programme. So just for a change, I'll try not to repeat myself too badly. I think you know how I feel about leaving BBC Radio York. It's been a tremendous privilege and pleasure to work here all these years since 1989. It is a bit of a shock when people working here now tell you they weren't even born in 1989 or even 1999. I want you to know that the folks who work here aren't paid big money. They do their job because they love it, and they work long and hard to do their very best for you, our listeners. I'm lucky, my way ahead is decided, but most of my colleagues have faced huge and stressful uncertainty for many months now. This uncertainty about the future has put many of my friends here into a difficult place, and I salute them for carrying on every day in the way that they have. I want you to know that despite the accusations levelled at the BBC that it's too right-wing, too left-wing, that it's too woke, too much part of the establishment, in all my years, nobody has ever pressurised me to say or not to say anything. My own experience is that the BBC plays things with a very straight bat, where the truth is most important. And when we do get things wrong, which we do from time to time, we do our level best to correct our mistakes as soon as possible. I said last week that the BBC belongs to you, not the Director General, senior management, the government or anybody. It's your BBC. I don't want to single out any particular people. As I said, I've worked with some amazing, clever, talented, inspiring people over the years. I do want to mention my great colleague Adam Tomlinson, who's also leaving his job. He's a wonderful broadcaster and a very kind man. I also want to mention Jane Bowes, who's worked so hard as a producer of this programme for the past 6 years. She's a brilliant and terribly, terribly patient woman. And that's it, really. Thank you for allowing me into your life for the last 34 years. Thank you for sharing so much over the years and for your kindness and generosity over the past week. I am truly overwhelmed. Thank you for being my friend. To my closest friends, David D and Wendy H, thank you for always being there. And be kind to each other and be kind to yourself. We've always had a bit of a running joke here at BBC Radio York about the tunes we play. Not so much these days, but it always used to be, here's another ABBA record. So let's end with one, a sort of love letter to local radio. And one, despite everything, which I hope does have a future. Take care of yourself, and thank you.
Aircheckdownloads.com.